now we go out to the Bay Area, though, and welcome in Dan Dibley from 95.7 The Game. Dan, it's good to have you on the show. We'll talk some football in a second, but I must mention, I saw the acting career, obviously, at one point in time. You were in Flubber. I'm going to be in the Chiefs' Christmas Hallmark movie. I'm assuming your life changed forever after Flubber, so prepare me. How is my life going to change next month?
Well, the big advice that I would give you is act like you've been there before, which I had never been. And, you know, when you're acting alongside Robin Williams, and I'm saying acting loosely because I don't know if you're familiar with the film, but it's a basketball game with a really good team and the nerd team. And I was the backup center on the nerd team, and I'm only 5'8", so you get an idea of the size of our squad. And if you ever watch the movie, look for the redhead number 11 and watch how much I am overacting as I'm giving water and distributing towels during a timeout. It's pretty funny looking back now, 27 years removed from my only one-off as an actor, but act like you've been there before, but make sure you get your money's worth.
So it sounds like what you're saying is he's never getting another gig again, Dan. He's going to be in this one Hallmark movie in the background, and then that's it.
Yeah, and all I'm going to say is make sure that they see you. Make sure you don't wind up on the cutting room floor. But make sure you can pop your head where you know the camera is without making it too obvious.
That's good. No, we already filmed it. So now I just got to find out if I actually made the cut or not when this thing premieres next month, as we're talking to Dan Dibley from 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you just how you guys view the Chiefs in this matchup. We know it's a Super Bowl rematch, but the Chiefs have won four straight against Kyle Shanahan in the Niners. It feels like it'd be a bigger game on your guys' side than maybe the Chiefs' side.
It is, and it's funny because you're hearing some of the players for the 49ers intimate that it is a big game for them psychologically. But what's funny is in talking to a lot of fans are trying to downplay it, and I think they're doing so to avoid the disappointment of losing another game to Kansas City. Because think about it, guys, the last couple of Super Bowls, the Niners had double-digit leads. And, you know, the first one, Niner fans are still crying about the hold that Kansas City didn't get called on. And that's a big narrative around the country, is that, you know, the refs are in Kansas City's pocket. And I try not to fall prey to that. I'm a youth official, and I understand that refs don't think like that. But there have been some calls that went against the Niners. And last year's Super Bowl is definitely one that still sticks here, whether it's the overtime decision that Kyle made or the fourth down read option that Patrick Mahomes pulled off to keep that drive alive, the Mecole Hardman touchdown, the blown block when the Niners had a sure touchdown on their third down possession inside the 10. So fans are fired up, but they also are cautiously preparing for what could happen on Sunday.
When you look at what scares you about this year's 49ers team, obviously 3-3 is not a position they've been in very often this year. Defensively, is it just the injuries that's keeping them from being the level that they've been? Because I'm not saying they're a bad defense, but they have certainly been more suspect than they have in years past.
They have, and it's partly injuries, and, you know, losing Javon Hargrave in the middle has hurt a little bit. Fred Warner's been hampered. He's probably the best linebacker in football, and he might be the best linebacker that the Niners have ever had. Apologies to Patrick Willis, but this guy is incredible. Haven't had Dre Greenlaw all year, and I think part of it too, guys, is that they have a new defensive coordinator, Nick Sorensen, who's never coordinated before. He's from the staff, but there's been a little bit of an adjustment period, and I look at the Seattle game from last Thursday where the defense started to really lock in and perform better, and you know, they have a lot of young players at the back. Renardo Green is a rookie, and he had a pick. And Malik Mustafa is a rookie, and he also had a pick. And Jair Brown, a second-year safety, is really coming into his own. So it's an emerging defense with some of the young pieces they have. But this matchup with Kansas City is unlike what you normally think about, because Kansas City is not going to step back and go four wide and let Patrick throw it all over the park. This game is going to be a grinded out affair, I think, on both sides.
Well, that question, how are they in the trenches? Because if it comes down to simply that, offensive line versus defensive line play, which plenty of games do, where do the 49ers rank there?
Getting better defensively. They're getting better against the run. And a lot of that has been, you know, the scheme of what the 49ers do. And they've had different pieces coming in, and they're trying to just still find their footing as a defense, but they were able to stop Kenneth Walker III and Seattle and really limit them. But You know, you go back to the Ram game where Kyren Williams kind of had his way. James Conner in the second half started to gash the 49ers. I think their run defense is starting to hit its stride. And it's interesting because you guys know this. The Chiefs running game hasn't been terrific. Kareem Hunt starting to show some signs of old, but it's been kind of a running back by committee out there as far as I can see. So it's not really strength on strength because I don't see the Chiefs' run offense as being that much of a juggernaut.
We're talking to Dan Dibley from 95.7 The Game, our sister station out in the Bay Area. I feel like last year, Brock Purdy, of course, was a huge story because he's Mr. Irrelevant. He was in the MVP conversation. People were trying to discredit him. He's got all these weapons around him. This year, he still has a ton of weapons around him, but there's no Christian McCaffrey to this point in the season. How has he looked this year? Because I feel like we've now maybe overcompensated to where nobody's really talking about Brock Purdy.
I think he's been fantastic, and this is probably going to be unpopular on your station, but I'm going to say it anyway because we talked about it on our station. Brock Purdy is having a better year than Patrick Mahomes, and you can look at the record. Yes, Mahomes is undefeated. Purdy's 3-3, but Brock Purdy has been terrific, and he's not been the reason why they've lost these games. And you look at all the metrics, whether it's quarterback rating and yards per attempt and all the rest of it, he's near the top again. And so one thing that we talk about on our show is the idea of draftism, where people hold his draft position against him. But I do think that that narrative is starting to die because you watch the guy go out there and he's incredibly efficient. He doesn't turn it over very often. They move the ball and they've got an undrafted running back, Jordan Mason. They don't even have McCaffrey, and Brandon Ayuk held in, not held out, but he held in. And so he had a slow start to the year, and Debo's been hurt, and they have a lot of, you know, no-name guys on offense, yet Brock Purdy continues to be incredibly efficient.
Do you guys expect McCaffrey back?
Yes, we expect him back, but I honestly don't think it'll be until after the bye, and it may be later than that. It started where he had Achilles tendonitis, and then it came out that it was bilateral, which means both Achilles have tendonitis, and he went to Germany to get that special European PRP, you know, because they can spin your blood over there like we can't spin it here, which I don't understand, but that's the reality of the PRP. And so he's really been shut down. The Niners have one more game after KC. They've got Dallas, then the bye, and I would imagine after the bye, they'll start to look at when they can get him back into practice.
What is the feeling on Kyle Shanahan now, years down the road? Alex earlier likened it to what it's like with Andy Reid when he was in Philly, where people had soured on it because of the lack of championships, but did everybody know he's a good coach? What are fans starting to say about Kyle Shanahan?
Well, the fans who have a clue understand that this guy is one of the great coaches in the NFL. Offensively, nobody does it the way he does with 21 personnel, two running backs, and a tight end. He is so just unique with the way he employs his personnel, and it reminds me a little of what KC does now with Kelce, where Kelce was running the read option against New Orleans in your last game, which was fascinating. But the big criticism for Kyle Shanahan is him being unable to get it done and close out these games. They've blown two leads this year in the fourth quarter. He's blown 20 leads in his career in the fourth quarter. And I say he, that's unfair, guys, but under Shanahan, the Niners have lost 20 games where they led in the fourth quarter. So that's just the one thing. Is he a closer? And we've seen it against you guys in the Super Bowl. And last year, again, the Niners with the lead, and they were unable to get it done. So that really is the final criticism of Kyle Shanahan. But as you guys know, sports talk radio, there's the lunatic fringe. And so, yeah, we have some fans who want his head on a spike.
You mentioned, Dan, a couple minutes ago, just the type of game you think this is going to be. Do you think, knowing the Chiefs are underdogs, it's a rare spot for them? Mahomes typically is very successful when he is a dog, in this case, a road underdog as well. You think this is one, though, where the 49ers get the Chiefs number for the first time in the last five matchups?
I really don't. And, you know, I was going to save my pick for my show this afternoon, but we do a bit called Fade the Dibber because I've been on a cold streak for the better part of a decade. And so, for example, last night I had the Saints and the points. How did that work out for me?
And just off on that one.
Yeah, just a titch. And as soon as, yeah, Spencer Rattler, I don't want to get into it. But every time I pick the Niners, our fan base gets mad because I tend to lose in these picks. But I honestly look at Kansas City. And guys, a team coming off a bye, and the Niners have a mini bye because they played on Thursday, but the additional rest is a big factor. And Andy Reid is, what, 87-1 off a bye?
Yeah, it's insane. Something.
something insane like that. So, yes, Kansas City's a dog, a one-point dog. The biggest factor, I think, and this is kind of a Shanahan game, the Niners have struggled against these types of defensive coordinators. Spagnuolo is elite, and he'll bring a lot of pressure, and they'll play press man. And these are things that have given the Niners trouble. Brian Flores earlier this year in Minnesota, last year Baltimore, what they did to the Niner offense. I think the matchup is a tough one for the Niners, and God forbid your guy gets the ball down four with 3 minutes to go and one timeout. It's making me sick to my stomach just thinking about it.
Dan Dibley from 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area. Appreciate the insight, man. Appreciate the advice on the future acting career, too.
No problem. Just remember, always know where the camera is and get in that shot.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.